This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, January 9th, 2023, and I'm Danny Ingram. Oklahoma's economy reached new heights in 2022. OPMX's Kately Mills reports State Treasurer Randy McDaniel announced Oklahoma had record-high gross receipts during 2022.
12-month gross receipts set a new all-time high of $17.4 billion. That means revenues from taxes grew by almost 15%, indicating a booming economy. The state's top financial officer says the increase has been led by consumer purchases and an expanding energy sector. However, he warns economic growth is beginning to slow. The state, which is known for oil and gas production, saw its gross production tax on oil and natural gas climb, finishing near 27% higher than in December 2021. Other collections that saw significant growth in the past year include income, sales, and use taxes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kately Mills.
New census data shows Oklahoma's population has reached a new milestone. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
U.S. Census Bureau data shows Oklahoma's population has grown to over 4 million residents, making the state the country's 28th largest by population. Additionally, Oklahoma saw the 10th most net domestic population migration in the country from 2021 to 2022, with more than 26,000 people moving to the state. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt says the city was the sixth fastest growing one in the country over the last decade. Census data shows Oklahoma City is now the 20th most populated city in the country. I'm Hannah France.
A state lawmaker and former educator from Tulsa has proposed a significant teacher pay increase this session and says now is the time to do it. OPMX's Max Bryan has more.
Tulsa Democratic State Representative John Waldron has proposed legislation to raise Oklahoma teachers' base pay by 20%. It's arguably the most aggressive teacher pay proposal this legislative session, but Waldron says the time is right, as the state has both a record budget surplus and a teacher shortage.
It's an inflationary economy. Neighboring states have raised their salaries, and we continually export our young people to teach in other states. We could reverse that with a bold teacher salary increase.
Republican Senator Dewayne Pemberton from Muskogee has also filed a bill to give teachers $6,000 over 9 years. Waldron spoke well of the bipartisanship, but still believes his bold approach is the best way to retain teachers. Here in Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
Today is inauguration day for the state's elected officials, but in the latest edition of Capital Insider, KGOU General Manager Dick Pryor asked quorum call Sean Ashley about the upcoming vote to legalize recreational marijuana, Governor Stitt's relationship with the new Attorney General, expanding school choice, and how lawmakers will allocate money given to the state's strong economy.
This may be one of the biggest issues before lawmakers in 2023. Governor Kevin Stitt called for elimination of the state's sales tax on groceries in his 2022 State of the State address. He paired that with an income tax reduction proposal when he called the third special session in May. Neither have reached his desk, but Senate Republicans are working on what has been described as a broad-based tax reform plan to be considered this year.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website at kgou.org and follow us on social media. We also invite you to subscribe to the KGOU AM News Brief with host Nick Daniels.